A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Indeed, the word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him, no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Every high priest chosen from among mortals is put in charge of things pertaining to God on their behalf, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sin. He is able to deal gently with the ignorant and the wayward, since he himself is subject to weakness. And because of this, he must offer sacrifice for his own sin as well as for those of the people. And one does not presume to take this honor, but takes it only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by the one who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." And also in another place, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, having been designated by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It is a dreadful passage we must make. And many of us have recently made it. We approach this passage with care and caution, not certain who will be received and welcomed to the other side, and who will be declared unfit and denied. We stand among strangers, empty-handed and defenseless, without the cover of coat, not a penny in our pocket, nor even the dignity of shoes. Our ratty socks, publicly exposed as if a sign of our whole life's disarray, frayed at the heel and giving way in the toe. Then we are scanned and searched and scrutinized. Our papers are checked, our pictures, our faces, and our every liquid and gel is visible to the world through its plastic bag. While somewhere unseen, one who apparently has already passed through the heavens sits behind a one-way mirror, judging our thoughts and our intentions. But pity the poor person who left a small vial of eye drops in her bag. And now everything she carries must be handled and inspected. Her papers, her prescriptions, her petty vanities all exposed. But more than that, it seems to her, as she stands there, with her things being rummaged through, it is as if her secret desires and deeper deceptions are also on view. And then she must stand, feet apart and arms outstretched, while she is patted down from shoulders to feet. No dealing gently with the wayward here. Every fold, every shame, every carefully hidden scar is touched by hands carefully encased in latex gloves. Humiliated, exhausted, now too late to catch the flight, she stands and weeps and cries out, "Do you people know what I have gone through today?" And the rest of us, standing in line, weep too. For her, but for ourselves. Does anybody know what we have gone through today to get to this place? We stand exposed, as if under an X-ray or going through a metal detector. Every desire open, every heart laid bare. We weep for her and we weep for ourselves as we stand in the presence of God. It is an awesome passage into the living fire and cutting sword of the truth of God, where every little mask we've made and all the armor we put on and the intricate constructions around our lives we make to protect us from the world, to hide our hurts, our weakness, our failings, our faults, our fears, all of it cut through as with a sword, dividing flesh from bone. It is an awesome passage we make into the presence of God. And we have come again tonight. And we dare to come before God, our weakness exposed, our fears and our failings. We dare to come before God because we are not met by an anonymous person in a uniform who is gloved against our skin. Instead, we are met by Jesus, the great high priest who knows our weakness and sees our frailty and covers our sin. Here he stands before the holy presence of God, arms outstretched in weakness, and hands not protected, but wounded. Wounded by our own transgressions, wounded too by life on earth, and with him we cry out with loud cries and supplications, "How long, O God, how long?" Jesus, who knows from the inside out the truth of our lives, stands before us, wounded and ready to receive. We have such a high priest, one who has walked in our skin and known our nakedness, who has felt the rejection that we feel and has felt our rejection of him. And yet, he stands not as barrier, not as checkpoint, not as security guard, somehow waiting to see who deserves to be welcomed in and taken to the other side, and who is deemed unfit and then denied. Instead, our high priest stands as portal to the other side. He is the one who has made passage for us and now becomes, in our weakness and fear, our passage, the open door, the wide welcome into the very heart of God. Let us, therefore, approach the throne of mercy with boldness, unafraid to tell the truth about who we are, fearless in bringing the wounds of the whole wide world to our prayer, naming aloud those people and places in need of mercy, speaking with clarity, laid bare the pain of our own life, our longing for healing, our hope for renewal, our need for forgiveness. With boldness, we approach the throne of God because our priest stands as portal and welcome. It is an awesome passage we make into the presence of God, and we are carried by the one who has made passage.